Get ready for Cyclone Fanatic Radio.
This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, brought to you by Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life. Now, live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here's Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
What's up, Fanatics? It is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. I'm Jared Stansberry. No Chris Williams tonight. He is a little bit under the weather here this week, and I'm joined by Brent Bloom, as always. What's up, man?
What's going on?
How's it going?
It's getting C Dub healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to my brother. He's turning the corner though, right? Okay, that's good. C Dub will be back.
We're hopefully going to get Adam Gray on here momentarily, except he's shaking his head, so maybe not. I don't know. We don't know what's up with this guy. But it is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers. It's kind of the same thing it's been every single week,
right?
I guess. They win on Saturday, and then they lose on Tuesday, and we come in and do a bummed-out Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show.
This season has been remarkably, like, week by week has been the same thing for the last, well, at least since Big 12 season started. And I thought it was interesting. Did you see the Seth Davis behind enemy lines thing today that
yes.
he wrote?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty revealing, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, the Jameel McKay thing was a little bit gossipy for me, and that's here nor there. But as far as Iowa State and their struggles, what he basically said, so Seth Davis talks to an opposing coach, and actually three opposing coaches, and they scout the conference. And what they said about Iowa State is they don't want to foul because they don't have any guys, and so that's why defensively they're not very good. We've been saying that for 3 months. That this Iowa State defense is, the foul issues has plagued them, and you saw it again against West Virginia, where there's a couple really weird foul calls in the last 10 minutes of the game, and it completely changed the dynamic of it because now Iowa State didn't know how to guard them because they didn't want to foul, and then there's a couple times where they put their hands up and they didn't think they fouled, they got called for a foul, and so now Nader's in foul trouble, George's in foul trouble, and the whole tenor of the game changed. But that's the problem when you don't have depth, is you cannot be as aggressive defensively, and we're seeing that. Iowa State scores 87 points against one of the nation's best defenses, and that should be good enough. And now 6 of their 9 losses, this is crazy to me. 6 of Iowa State's 9 losses, they have shot 50% or better, which is
that is
unheard of. Like, I've never heard that before. This team offensively is still fantastic. They're probably the best team in the nation offensively, if not the second best team. But defensively, they're just not a great defensive team. That's not going to change. They can be a little bit better, and a little bit better would be the difference between a 3-possession game that they've been losing. They could get on the other side, so my opinion of this team has not changed a whole lot in the last 2 months, and yet we go through the same cycles of emotions of going from great to, oh, the world's ending, and this team is pretty much the same team.
I'd like to pick your brain about the officiating. I mean, what a lot of people obviously feel like it was pretty one-sided.
It was awful.
Well, thanks, Adam.
I'm chiming in when it's
now
ripping
Adam
on the refs.
Here.
Hashtag, what's your hashtag?
Refs suck.
Yeah, well, you're known for that. I normally, and people who don't know me, I love officials. Like, I would probably cheer for the officials over any team, if possible. But, you can't be a fan of the officials. But the last 10 minutes got really weird because once George got that tee and then the West Virginia guy got the tee for John, it's almost like at that point they said, we're going to control this thing. And so everything got jumbled on Iowa State's defensive side where they were calling everything. And officials that call it tight is actually sometimes to the detriment of Iowa State because they don't have the depth. And for Iowa State to have 5 more fouls, I think, at one point than West Virginia, who leads the nations in fouls. And Iowa State doesn't drive it anyway. So that part wasn't strange to me. It's the fact that Iowa State was whistled for something like 21 fouls in the first 32 minutes, which is a lot for them. And it changed the way they played because when Nader and Niang have 4 fouls, they are almost zeros on defense at that point. And then Jayshon Page could just go right around him, and they could do nothing to protect the rim. And it was odd. I mean, one of those three is one of my favorite officials, Doug Thurman. The other two kind of struggled, and, that happens. That's life on the road, but I think it did impact the game a little bit.
Do you think – I've seen a lot of people getting on Steve Prohm about saying that he needs to get more on the officials and he needs to try and work the officials more. Do you think that – is that what it is?
No, it's not. It's just sometimes as officials, you the game gets a little bit out of your reach, and then you're seeing stuff that maybe's not there, and you're trying to figure out what's going on over here, and the game just got away from a little bit, and you know, ultimately, obviously, it loses by 10. The officials weren't the only cause. I mean, giving up 97 points doesn't help. But, it was a lot. And that's not Steve Prohm's mentality. It wasn't Fred's mentality. Some guys like Bob Huggins and Bill Self get after it. And I think once Steve has been in the Big 12 for a couple of years and he gets to know these officials that are around the league quite a bit, that then he'll maybe get a little more animated. But, I mean, there's not a whole lot he could have said that would have changed things, I don't think.
Is it kind of like the Cam Newton NFL thing? Hey, you have not won enough games, or you have not been in the league long enough to start getting these calls?
No,
I mean, just based off what you just said, once he's been in the Big 12 longer.
I think then you know what to say.
Okay.
So you get to know the officials more, and so you can be a little more, you know what buttons you can push, what buttons you can't push. I mean, Steve hasn't had a technical yet this year, has he?
And he's gotten a little more animated towards the rest of the last couple games, I would say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's getting after him a little bit.
And I caution people that, just because he's not jumping up and down like Bob Huggins and getting the Donald Trump red face doesn't mean that he's not talking to the officials. I mean, Fred was the same way, where they're talking to them all the time. It's during timeouts and telling them in their ear. And as an official, I would rather a guy, if I'm running down the sideline, just say something, hey, look for, you know, Paige is doing a moving screen over there, rather than jumping up and down. Because if you're jumping up and down at me, I'm sorry, you're being a child. I'm not going to listen to that. And so there's other ways to approach it. And we'll see what works best for him. But the whole, he needs to be jumping like Fran McCaffrey. I mean, does that work for him? I mean, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you can join us on tonight's show and weigh in on your thoughts about the officiating and or the loss to West Virginia Tuesday night or anything else, Cyclones. You can join us on the Wheeze Tees hotline at 515-284-5966. Wheeze Tees is your place to go for all your custom screen printing, embroidering needs. Looking for your promotional product needs for your athletic team, school, or business? Wheeze Tees is the place to go. They are locally located at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard here in Ankeny, or you can give them a call at 515-257-7191 or visit them at WheezeTees.com. So call us on the Wheeze Tees hotline, 515-284-5966.
Jared, you've been on a lot. I want to ask Adam this. Has your opinion of this team changed in the last 2 months?
No, it hasn't. I look at it this way, Brent. As soon as Naz Long went down, expectations should have changed a little bit for this Iowa State team because of the lack of depth, because you're losing a senior leader who's hit a lot of big shots. I mean, think about how many games we've lost at the end of games, close games, where Naz has been huge over the last 3 years, hitting those big clutch shots. So going into the year, I looked at Iowa State as a team that'd be kind of top 15 throughout the year, right around there, a 3 seed. They're not that far off from there right now.
Yeah.
So, no, my expectations haven't changed. I've been a little bit disappointed that they haven't stepped up defensively, because I know personnel-wise they don't have the they're not going to be as good as Virginia on defense. I get that. But you watch them play the second half against Kansas, where they were able to keep guys out of the lane. You know that they do have the talent. Abdel Nader's got the feet.
Right.
If he wants to move his feet to stay in front of a guy. Sometimes we get a little flat-footed, and as a fan, that's hard to see because you know that they can do that.
And this is what I keep coming back to, is Iowa State's not going to be Kentucky from last year. They just don't have the personnel to be that
exactly.
good defensively. But how many games have come down to the final minute? They don't need to be 10 possessions better. They need to be 2 or 3 possessions better. And that changes the whole thing. If they get one more rebound and if they get one more hand up in the face, just a little bit better could be the difference between where they're at now, which is 8-7, and shoot, they could be 12-3 in the Big 12. If it's 3 games in overtime, those games go differently at the end. One more stop, it's a we're thinking of this team completely differently.
Well, that's what's frustrating, because it is such a fine line in the Big 12 between winning and losing. And you think when you have juniors and seniors, you're going to win those games down the stretch because they've been there before. They know what to expect.
Right.
And I think as a fan, that's what's so frustrating, because these guys have been in those situations before, and they've won those games, and you know they can't. So what is it that is enabling them to get that last stop, to make a big bucket just to put Iowa State ahead by double-digit scores? I don't know. And I think they're going to – I think when it matters most, come Big 12 tournament, NCAA tournament, I think they're going to win those games. I have a feeling. I think George Niang is going to take over then. And here's one more thing I want to point out quick before I let you talk, Jared. Big 12, these teams – George Niang's played against them now 8 games. They
right.
have a pretty good idea of what Iowa State wants to do. You go to the NCAA tournament, these teams haven't seen George Niang before, Monte
right.
Morris. They, you know, they can scout them, but what, for a day, 2 days? It's going to be a little bit different. I think Iowa State will give teams a lot more fits.
Well, they're hard to prepare for.
Yes.
And they still have scored against everybody, even who has prepared for them. They had a bad offensive game. I mean, the Oklahoma State game was a little sideways down there, but that's because they didn't have Jameel McKay. And
It started slow
in the second half. They blazed them, but I think it was interesting. I'm going to give props to Aaron Marner on Twitter. So he tweeted this comparison between Iowa State in 13-14 and 14-15, so Fred's last 2 years, and the team this year. This team has shot the ball better from the field. They've shot the ball better from three. They've shot the ball better from the free throw line. They have more wins over the top 10 in KenPom. They have fewer losses to teams ranked 30 or worse. But the difference is overtime record. 13-14, that was the Naslong hit huge shots against Oklahoma State year.
Yep.
3-0. This year they're 0-3. And in games decided by less than 5 points, Iowa State with more losses, and they have come down to the wire. But this team, I mean, statistically, this team is probably better than Fred's last two.
But
it's thought of differently.
But here's the thing. It was supposed to be better.
The guys that are sophomores
and juniors are now juniors and seniors, so everyone expected them to take this next step.
Right.
And they are statistically, as you just said, but record-wise, we're about the same. And I think that's where fans are frustrated. And that's where I just say, just take a step back and look at things haven't gone smooth for this Iowa State team this year.
Sure.
They've got, you know, House Cook's been suspended, McKay's been suspended, and Naslong's out. I mean, those three things have really kind of put a wrench in what Iowa State thought was going to be a very successful season.
Yeah, definitely. And it's kind of hard to really even say, like, they need to fix this, they need to fix that, because it's so late in the year now that you are who you are,
yeah.
You know. And, you know, you hear people say they can defend when they want to. Well, when are they going to want to? When is the point where it's like, okay, I'm done getting scored on all the time, you know? You've got to think they've reached that point.
Well, and I'm as optimistic Iowa State fan as anybody, and at times on Monday night it's like, okay, well, if this is what you're going to be, then – and you need to outscore people, then I guess that's what you have to do. Because there are times in the second half where they just – I mean, Jayshon Page was getting right to the rim. And I think that's – you think of the Naz and it's big shots that he hit. But an extra body on the perimeter would help immensely. Because right now, Monte, God love him, he's playing 40 minutes a game. And he sometimes struggles to keep people out of the paint. And you saw it against Kansas. That was the biggest difference between half one and half two at home.
Yeah.
You mentioned.
He
locked in on the defensive side.
Yep.
Monte's been fantastic on the offensive end. Same with George. But right now, those two who are your All-American candidates, they're not A-plus defenders, let's be honest. And I think that having an extra perimeter defender like Naslong would help out just to help fatigue.
They're not even average defenders right now. I mean, let's just be honest. If
they were
average defenders, the record would be different.
I don't think George is an average defender.
Yeah, okay.
I think Monte is about as average as you can be on defense.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's three stops. Prohm says it all the time. We just need three stops.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. The loss at home to West Virginia, the loss at home to Baylor. Those two games different. Iowa State's 10-5, and they're probably maybe in the top 10. They're second place in the Big 12, and we're thinking, okay, here everything's hunky dory.
Yep, no, I agree.
I've had that pepped up ever since Monday.
You haven't had anyone to talk to.
I haven't had
anyone
to talk to.
You've been traveling. And yeah.
Yeah, so it's
this is good. I like this version of you.
Sorry.
They don't like to talk Cyclones out in Washington.
No, they don't. No, they're just a bunch of Sean Kemp fans out there.
Are you talking about his family? Or?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much everybody out there.
Well, now, you know, there's, what, three games left.
Right.
It's what would be, like, the best-case scenario at this point for you to – maybe if they don't win all three games, but to look to just feel good going into the postseason, I guess.
If Iowa State wins their two home games, then that K-State game is pretty big seeding-wise.
Yeah.
That's a game you have to have. But if they win that game, they beat Oklahoma State, and Oklahoma State's still down Juwan Evans. He'll be out for the rest of the year. I think they cannot fall below a five at that point. And so then you're locked in. You beat Kansas on the road. You maybe get up to a three. But even if they win those two, they lose to Kansas, they lose in the first round, which is entirely possible if you play Oklahoma or West Virginia at this point. They're still a 4 or 5, I think, even with those losses. If they beat Kansas, they do well in the Big 12, maybe they push that to a 3.
Yeah.
I think a 2 would be pushing at this point. So you're 3, 4, or 5. You kind of get a pretty good idea of where you're going to fall in things. So now it's just trying to get in a groove, stay healthy, keep the rhythm going. And these last three games, protect the home floor, send George out on a high note, and Abdul and Jameel, and see where things go. But they pretty much know who they're going to be at this point in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I'd like to see them just take care of business at home in a comfortable setting. I mean, even when you played Tech and TCU, both those games were single-digit games, and they weren't as comfortable as you would hope that they would be at Hilton. So I'd like to see them get a 15, 16-point win here against Kansas State on Saturday. And I just like our matchup against Kansas for some reason. This team always seems to play better against the big teams, and George has been really close to getting a win down there and hasn't been able to. I think his last regular season game, I just got a funny feeling Iowa State's going to get it. Plus, at that point, Kansas is going to have the Big 12 locked up.
That's true.
It's not as big of a game. So my best-case scenario, win last three, win one in the Big 12, and then actually lose the next game. Lose it. Right. Yeah, give us some rest. I want a full week of rest for this team, but they're on a high of winning four of their last five, and I think that's a good place mentally for that team to be.
Drop the mic moment for Adam Gray.
You're saying.
I'm not saying lose it on purpose. I'm saying that's my best. No, I'm not saying that. I just think that's the best case. Just because, I mean, the depth is an issue.
It is.
It's an issue. So you play, you know, essentially what would be three games in 3 days, and then you could turn around and play a Thursday morning game like we did last year. That's tough.
Right. Maybe more than anything, avoid that Thursday morning game. That's just awful.
How do you do that?
It's dumb luck. I mean, there's no – who knows how you get there. But that – I'm convinced – about that UAB game, if that's a Thursday afternoon or a Thursday night or even a Friday morning, they don't lose that game. But it was such a weird start, and they get off to a 10-0 start, and then they just kind of quit.
And then George got in foul trouble too, didn't he?
He did.
And that, you know, took us out of rhythm. And
yeah, anyways, I don't want to talk about UAB anymore.
We'll be joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Ted Flint, when we come back. Listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Find new roads in 2016 at Carl Chevrolet, where bigger is always better for you. As we come off a record-setting year, now is a great time to experience Chevrolet, the most awarded car company in 2015. And at Carl Chevrolet, you're always going to get bigger selection, bigger savings, and the best service with award-winning customer satisfaction every step of the way. Right now, take advantage of just announced bonus tag cash with $1,000 off most new Chevy models. That's in addition to the great sign-and-drive offers on the all-new Cruise LT and Malibu LT. Whether you're a longtime Carl Chevrolet customer or new to our showroom, don't go anywhere else to buy your new Chevy, because at Carl Chevrolet, you matter. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday. Forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number. 330-2930. Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman, down on 94th Street, to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
What's up? It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, Jared Stansberry, Brent Bloom. And now we are joined by Ted Flint in Kansas. What's up, Ted?
Not a whole lot. Just kind of hanging out. Going to play some Flip Cup tonight. And
what'd you say?
The fact that you put a P and a Y on the end of that is ridiculous. You don't call it basketball. You don't call it baseball. So I don't know why you call it Flippy Cup. Like, you're flipping the cup.
Ted, the legendary Ted Flint in Kansas, yes, on Twitter. And he comes to Benchwarmers in maybe the most perfect Iowa State shirt possible, even though it's not Iowa State related, but it is. It's Kermit the Frog drinking a Busch Light, which is epic.
Yeah, my friend made it for me. He says that I need a brand, and he designed it, and so I guess I'm trying to be branding myself.
But that certainly worked. Now, what is the Flippy Cup? So if you follow any of y'all on Twitter, this has been
a
showdown
for a while,
like Super Bowl 51 here. How did this get started? What's going down tonight? And then I've got a bone to pick with both of you shortly, but first explain.
It started because Jared had a question and answer session for his podcast of seniors, and I asked him, I think I asked if Rob Grade ever played it, and then he called it Flippy Cup on that podcast, and it just really, really upset me. And we've been going back and forth ever since on it, and we decided that I was going to be in town, we should have a grudge match, and whoever's team wins, that's what the name's going to be forward. So
for moving forward for history.
Yes. So at least for Cyclone Fanatic Twitter.
Okay. Because
Cyclone Twitter.
I would guess, have you ever done a Twitter poll about this?
No.
Sure you do Twitter polls all the time.
I should.
Have been settled on the map.
Sell it tonight.
Yes.
Because I've always been Flippy Cup. Sorry,
yeah,
Ted. But I understand your reasoning is very sound here. So who's playing then in this? You have full teams? Or
yes,
just,
we have full teams.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned because I'm pretty sure Stansbury's team is all a bunch of 21-year-olds, and I think all but one of my team members is over 30. So we'll see if they can find their glory days.
And if I'm scouting this in Vegas, I see that because that's a great point. But then you're also a man with Kermit drinking a Busch Light on a sweatshirt. So that's a strong edge there too.
Well, and I know at least two of my members. One's my old roommate. He's amazing. And this other guy, Tom Hyde, I played with him at tailgate this year, and he is really, really good. So as long as, you know, Tommy Birch and I think Moldy, and I think I got the bartender from Mojo's down in Indianola, Sean, coming up. He's doing a replace Chris Williams because apparently he got sick on his way to Oregon on the trail. So hopefully, you know, he can find some doctors out there in Montana where he's at right now.
And who's on your squad?
All right, so I've got my roommate, Tyler. He's on his way down from Ames. This is also my roommate, Davey. He was a last-second addition. Alex Gukin, a guy that's big on Cyclone Twitter, he was had to drop out today. Alex Crow, he's on the team. And then last but not least, Adam Gray. I guess he's on there, too.
That is least, actually.
And then last but not least, my boy, Big Leif Daddy on Twitter, Leif Olson, down from my old roommate from Simpson. So
Stansbury's like 6'6". Leif, what is 6'7"? 6'8"?
Yeah, probably about that. Yeah.
We were discussing how these tables are kind of tall, and then they both stood up, and I'm like, I don't think that's going to be an issue for them. And before I forget, I don't know if I mentioned that my friend Moldy off Twitter is also on my team. Quite possibly the most stat-heavy Twitter follower there is.
Better, more stat-heavy than Kirk Collins.
Why didn't I get an invite? I feel like I'm Steph Curry in the 2009 NBA draft here, where there was several.
We put out multiple Twitter calls.
Nobody asked. I mean, I'm low to the ground. I've got the angle on the flip cup.
To be honest,
it's been a little while since I've mastered the art, but I mean, I'm an athlete.
To be honest, I assume that with your if your family's lineage, that you would want to be the referee tonight and keep it
fair enough.
Call a square game, you know. So I honestly think that Gray is going to cheat. I don't trust him.
So for those, because we have not all of us are 30 years and younger listening to this show, what are the rules for Flippy Cup if people want to add to their next tailgate?
So it's basically like a relay race. If you ever ran track, you have teams of, like, say, five people. You fill your beer a quarter full, a fifth full, and you start at one end and you chug the glass, put the glass on the table, you flip it from the bottom to the top, and the guy beside you cannot go until you flipped your cup, and then you just go to the end of the relay until you win. So one person can completely sabotage it if they can't hit it, which is what Adam Gray's going to do.
That's what Gray's going
to
do.
Yeah, tonight we're going to do first ones to seven, so best of 13.
Best of 13, okay.
Yeah.
Race to seven.
And is there an official to gauge the amount of liquid in the cup? Because I've seen normally in my college days, it was those of the female persuasion, that they wouldn't go all the way with the,
and then
it's kind of unfair.
It's kind of a gentleman's agreement.
Right.
I mean, most people go to the bottom line of the solo cup, which is about a shot. But that being said, some of the best flip cup players I've ever seen have been females.
And
I'm serious. Like, I used to have a team in college, and one of them was a girl. She was amazing, and she would kick these guys three times her sizes all the time. So
I feel like Cyclone Fanatic is the breaking the ground of flip cup.
Definitely.
If you're going to be good at something, we might as well know what we're good at.
Next year, we need to try and turn it into a tournament.
Well, speaking of that, we're actually I talked to Ryan, the owner of the keg shop, and we're kind of kicking around about having a flip cup tournament this spring. If we can find a charity that's good, like a worthy charity, and doing teams of five, and just seeing how much money we can raise playing flip cup, which
very cool.
I understand it's a ridiculous game, but if we can get together and have fun and raise some money, we might as well do it.
What's the beer of choice?
Well, it's Busch Light, the Blue Tasty, but I just found out that the Budweiser rep wants to supply a beer tonight, so.
For free?
That's what I got.
She told us she was bringing us Budweiser. That's what she said.
I got the impression it wasn't going to cost us anything.
This has gone beyond Twitter. We have now, we're like Peyton Manning doing marketing with Budweiser. You probably have never felt so special in your life, Ted.
That's why I'm getting a brand. That's why I'm getting the cricket drinking the Busch Light. Like Jeremiah Davis said, I gotta get a brand.
Is anybody videotaping or at least giving the breakdown on Twitter of what goes down tonight? Because I think now we probably have an audience that is vested in the outcome.
I feel like Rob Gray said he was gonna be here, but yeah. I'm not sure how that's gonna
we'll have to
play
find
out.
Somebody to do round by round results, okay. So that way we can keep it going. You know, if you guys want to give me the Cyclone Fanatic password to Twitter, I can
call you. Yeah, put it on there.
Keep telling Chris. I'll live tweet a game if you'll give me that password, and he hasn't done it yet.
Baby steps, Ted.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good time tonight. Ted, it wouldn't be the first time that you've done stuff with a charity, though.
Yeah, I'm all about charity. This winter, I made an entire month about discussing the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Which, is, if you don't follow Ted, that's a big deal.
It got tough.
Yeah.
That night that they stormed the court against, I think, Michigan State or something, I had to shut the phone off. I just had to get it away from me. I just couldn't even have the option. And we raised $1,300 for a senior activity center in Ottumwa, Iowa. So it was pretty cool.
And there's actually, I mean, I got to give credit to the Hawkeye fans on Twitter. They were a good percentage of the people that donated. So for you not to talk about Iowa on Twitter.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you guys this, but I actually got married 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Congratulations,
wow.
Buddy.
And okay. my fiance at the time was like, these guys really hate you. She's like, they're going to pay you to shut up.
Wow. That's outstanding. You didn't even put on Twitter that you got married.
She's really shy. And it's just second go around for both of us. We're just like, let's go do it. Let's get done. No party.
That's awesome.
So
that's cool.
Fantastic. Even more reason.
I told her to get on Twitter, and she's like, I'll never do that.
Which is probably what. I think you tweet enough for probably a collection of several towns.
I've been trying to be nicer lately. I've been trying to turn a new leaf. Too much anger.
Fair enough. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to talk about the Big 12. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on 1460 KXNO.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk? To go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You've just been thunderstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
We've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
The Man Cave, manly traditions, poker night, watching football games, getting away from life. The place you can relax because it's yours. Performance Concrete Polishing is the nemesis of boring concrete. You dream it and we'll create it. Colorants, logos, or sports themes. These floors are easy to clean and light reflecting. Be unique and create something to be envied by your buddies. Find us at performanceconcretepolishing.com. Performance Concrete Polishing, the nemesis of ugly, boring concrete.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
It's a Cyclone Fanatic radio show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny on presented by your dealer.
You
for
bring
life,
Ted
Carl
Flint to Benchwarmers and the place goes crazy.
I was going to say, that really threw me off.
He's the Pied Piper.
What do you have to say?
Who are those people?
I don't know. They look like middle schoolers. they follow me. I feel like I should, like, block them.
So when is Flip Cup going down after that? Because I think we could have a strong audience.
9:30
at Benchwarmers?
Yeah, Adam Gray had to go coach little kids basketball.
And then he's leaving that to come get drunk and play Flip Cup.
He's not bringing the kids with him, right?
No, I asked. He said no. Sure. Said he didn't want to bring his 9-year-old son. I'm not sure why.
probably better than he is anyways, but then when we get embarrassed by his own son at Flip Cup.
That's fair.
See, here's the thing with Gray, is he will probably talk as if he's the best Flip Cup player of all time, and then he'll go 0-for-6 on his first turn. So just beware. Who's on? He's on your team. Okay. See, advantage Ted. Sorry, gambling. So now Vegas has Ted's team minus 1.5.
Gray comes off the kind of guy that yells at the other guy when he's flipping. Like I see that. Like him, like trying to get in his head when the other guy's across the table is flipping.
So first to seven.
Yeah.
I'm putting Ted Flint Kansas minus 1.5.
Well, I think Kruger did one and a half rounds, right?
Yeah. Kroger.
Yeah,
that's the cycle.
He's got Ted favorite as well. Yeah, okay, yeah. So prove us wrong.
That's fine.
Stansberry.
I put
the money on Stansberry. I don't think I kept.
Was the Kansas Jayhawks. 12 in a row, guys. At least one game away from 12 in a row.
It's essentially, if they beat Tech on Saturday, they've at least, it's pretty much over.
Well, if it's
point.
A shared title, then it is over because they won't admit
exactly.
That someone tied with them.
They'll count it. So. But they'll still win it outright.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the games left, too, they have... And even if Iowa State beats them, they should have it locked up.
Well,
by
yeah, at Texas and at Iowa State at home. Plus
yeah, track. Yeah. So it's just amazing, though, what they've done. They're playing really, really solid basketball as well. And since that Kentucky game, they've played the best basketball of anybody in the nation. Mm-hmm. So a lot of respect for Bill Self. And it's interesting, though, if he falters again in the tournament, and, Ted, you live down there.
Yeah.
Those people won't.
They won't care.
They won't care.
One 12 in a row, and that's all you hear about.
Is that the case? Because I've heard two sides of Jayhawk fans. One, yeah, that one. It's all they talk about is the 12 in a row. And then the other is, well, he never wins the big game, so let's get somebody else in here.
If you try having an argument with them, they'll just bring up, well, we've won 12 in a row, and you can't touch us. And if you bring up the postseason, they just wave it off, you know. Like they got Wichita, they lost their big guy a couple years ago, you know.
Right.
Wichita State wanted it more last year, you know. Things like that. It's never they lost.
It's never their fault.
So they're like a more vocal, more arrogant Eastern Iowa fan base.
Well, it's interesting because they are headed to Des Moines. Lock it up. Like they could lose out. They will still end up in Des Moines as one of the teams there. The other team, for those who have tickets, is now in question because I thought it was Iowa. Iowa. You know, 2 weeks ago had a 90% chance. Now, since they've lost a couple games, there's a couple teams now inserted in the mix. Michigan State, Xavier's in there. Even Indiana could vault in there.
Michigan State and Xavier closer to St. Louis, though?
They are, but then it just depends on who goes where. Because so you've got the regions, Ted. You've got Oklahoma City, which is going to have Oklahoma for sure.
Yeah.
Kansas is for sure going to Des Moines. But then St. Louis is in there as well, and Denver. And so you've got – and I think there's a Providence, there's a Brooklyn – and there's a Raleigh. So there's a lot of teams kind of in that middle ground. They're closer to Raleigh.
Too?
There's a Spokane. Yep. So you're closer to Raleigh, or you're St. Louis, or you're Des Moines. So one of those teams is going to be left out of that mix to their closest, and Des Moines might be the next closest. Why? It could be Xavier or Michigan State.
Do you guys know who's hosting the Oklahoma City Regional?
The Big 12.
Yep. So that's why Oklahoma gets to play there. That makes me very angry. Like, why couldn't they just host – Des Moines, why couldn't the Big 12 have stepped up?
I think conferences can only host one.
I understand that, but why did they never do it? You know, that's...
So the thought is, for those wondering, so Iowa State's the host this year.
Yep.
The thought is when it comes to Des Moines the next time around, it will be Drake or Iowa that will host. And that way they will reciprocate the favor that Iowa State. Des Moines probably doesn't get the regional if not for Iowa State, because keep in mind Iowa State has hosted these women's basketball tournaments before. They have the infrastructure, they have the policies in place. That's why Des Moines got the regional to begin with. So without Iowa State, Des Moines probably doesn't have it. Now Drake's people will be there, Iowa's people will be there, so they can show them the ropes of how things work. And then hopefully 5-6 years from now when Des Moines gets another one, then Iowa State could potentially play there after that.
So here's a question for you guys. We were discussing this last night. If you had to do tiers of Big 12 coaches that you'd want to have a drink with, who's the top of the list?
Oh, man.
We said Huggins was in a tier by himself, much like Gronkowski's in a tier by himself in tight ends.
It was interesting to me, by the way, that the West Virginia fans were chanting at Matt Thomas.
Yeah.
When they have Huggins on the sideline as well. Would he be angry, though? Would he be fun to talk to?
Huggins is the guy that like sits at like the bar that's like full of smoke with like half the bar is like coal miners at the other side, and he's just sitting down there with a Marlboro Red in his hand, like drinking well whiskey.
I've heard stories that he has, when he's been to Ames, he has shut down Westtown Pub.
What?
So yes, yeah. So he's no. It's not just a reputation. I've heard it. He's a legendary figure in that world.
I would like to have a beer.
What a great gig that would be if you're Bob Huggins. Go to a place, great coach, win games. But no, so I like Bill Self. I know that it pains you in Kansas, I think he'd be fun to hang out with.
I bet he has some good stories. I think he'd be interesting.
Scott Drew probably doesn't drink.
Yeah.
I think he would be fun to drink with, though, if he did.
He's got some
how
energy.
High would his voice get by the end of the night?
He'd be yelling by then.
Scott Drew reminds me of like the people used to play Goldeneye with in the dorms. Like he's just kind of a dorky dude that would be fun in like video games.
Did you say Goldeneye?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was like when you were like 10.
Have you ever heard of a Nintendo 64, Jared?
Yes,
you
know I have
that,
heard of a Nintendo 64.
You know that controller used to see attached to the video game console?
You actually had to plug them in? Sega Genesis?
So who would be the one that you would want to least get a drink
with? Oh, let me think about that.
That's close. Well, I think Lon Kruger reminds me too much of like a early 90s serial killer, so that would like that would worry me
wow.
a little bit. Like, with those glasses and like it just...
He'd be like having a drink with your responsible great uncle.
Yeah.
Like just very stately. He probably doesn't. I don't know if he'd have a beer. He'd have a.
He'd be wearing a vest of some sort, some like corduroy pants probably.
Right. Well, who'd be my least? Trent Johnson's a wild.
I would want to.
I think he'd be. Fun.
I think Trent Johnson would be cool because doesn't have a filter.
No.
Anyway,
he's great in press conferences. Yeah. People don't realize he kind of looks like an angry guy on the sideline, but he gets to the presser.
I'm so scared. He's going to get fired, and I'm so bummed about
He's probably not going to be back next year. Yeah. Who else? Let me think here. Travis Ford, no. I think Travis Ford.
Be pretty low on that
list. Bruce Weber's. Well, I don't think he'd be very fun.
He's like an angry drunk.
Yeah. Well, and Travis Ford, he'd be the guy that just ghosted at the end of the night. Like, where did you go? Like, how did you get home? That's Travis Ford.
Like, I told you not to leave without me.
Right, and you just left.
You're
gone.
Like,
right, you can't text him anymore. Like, where did he go?
You get a text from him 5 hours later, just says home.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
I think I think I'd go with Travis Ford there.
Chris is going to be so confused what we did with the Cyclone Fanatic radio show in his week that he was gone.
Well, you know, at this point, we've rehashed the Iowa State basketball season 4 times. It's been the same cycle.
Yeah.
So I think people know, but it is interesting. I think Iowa State's probably a 3, 4, or 5 seed no matter what now.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
At that point, they are who they are. They can beat anybody.
There's some scary 5 seeds. You look at those bracketologies. They're like 4 seeds. Like, I don't want to go against Duke. I don't want to go against Kentucky.
Yeah, Duke, then, Kentucky, A&M is kind of in that region.
You know.
I mean, those second-round games will be – they'll be wild. Even though those 3-6 matchups will be crazy. There's teams 4 through 25, they're all pretty much the same.
It's going to be a mess. I mean, it'd just be nice if they didn't play their first game on Thursday so we actually enjoy it a little bit more this
time. Yeah, team no Thursday morning game.
In the NCAA tournament? Yeah.
Or both. Like,
the Big 12,
if they would have fallen to 6 seed in the Big 12, so it's an 8 o'clock tip, I'd be happy with that.
So, what do you guys think? I guess who's going to be the four number ones in your guys' opinions?
In college basketball now?
Well, Nova lost last night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Kansas has one pretty much locked up.
Yeah,
I really
agree
do.
With that.
I mean, I think they're not losing to Texas Tech Saturday.
But I think if like Kansas and Oklahoma play each other in the Big 12 championship and say Oklahoma wins, I can see them sneaking in the one.
They're borderline. I mean,
I guess they just lost to Tech, though.
They've got a couple bad losses there. I mean, the loss to K-State is trouble. The loss to Tech is not as bad as it once was, but it's still not great.
I mean,
I think Xavier's play themselves on the one line right now. I mean, they have clearly shown that they beat Villanova, and so I think they might get the edge over Villanova.
Virginia,
Virginia's in the mix, but I don't know about them. I mean, they just lost to Miami.
Michigan State wins the Big Ten tournament. I can see someone talking them up, but they'd probably be a 2 at most.
And then
UNC, you could probably throw them still in.
Michigan
there.
State was 8th in the Big Ten last week. Like, they've lost a bunch of games. Kansas and, I mean, I guess Xavier and Villanova could both get on the one line, but is the Big East really that good to deserve 2 teams as a 1 seed?
I haven't watched a Big East basketball game all year.
I don't think you're alone there.
It's crazy to think about Xavier being a Big East team and not being in, like, the A-10 anymore.
Where used to be.
Xavier's in Ohio, right?
Correct. Yeah. Cincinnati.
Yeah. Oh, it's in Cincinnati?
It's in Cincinnati.
That's why they hate each other so much.
Correct.
Makes sense.
Correct.
Well, they probably hate each other because they eat that chili with the spaghetti on it or whatever. Cincinnati chili.
Stansbury has no idea what you're talking about.
You have no idea. That's what they eat in Ohio.
What's it called?
I think it's like Cincinnati.
Hotline chili, or they got
it's
a name
something.
For it.
It's they make spaghetti, then they put chili on top of it.
Right.
Wow.
But the one. I think that's just the point, though. We can't even figure out who the 1 seeds are.
No.
So how are we going to figure out four, or five,
I don't
six?
Think anyone in the Big Ten gets it, really, unless Maryland wins out and wins
They'd
the tournament.
They'd have to win out, probably. Iowa's now not a one seed. They're not getting there.
Indiana's not going to have the
Indiana's
schedule.
Not enough. The Pac, I mean, Arizona lost again last night, so they're not there. It's crazy. I mean, there's a bunch of 3 and 4 seeds, but there's no 2 seed. It's just going to be a mad scramble to figure out who goes where. But it's important because depending on who the higher seed is, they will put them in a place more favorable for a home court atmosphere. Yeah. So that part will matter. If Iowa State's a 6 seed, I mean, I don't think they're going to fall to a 6. But they have to play a 3 in Raleigh. Let's say that's North Carolina. That's a tough game.
Yeah definitely.
So that part matters. That's why a game like K-State on Saturday for Iowa, they got to win that game.
Or you know, because, if they're a 5 seed, they could play like Duke and Carolina in Raleigh. Too.
Yeah, but Duke
would be a 4 seed.
They won't put Duke as a 4 in Raleigh.
You don't think so?
They would put Duke as a 3 in Raleigh. And see, they would put Virginia ahead of Duke. Whoever they don't like putting 4s in home places. Like the Iowa thing would be a stretch of 4 in Des Moines. If they're a 3, I think they do go to Des Moines. If they're a 4, they probably won't. Because they don't want to protect those 4 seeds as much as they do the 3, 2s, and 1s. It's going to be wild, though. I think that's why Saturday's big, because win that game, I think you stay off the 6 seed, and which means you're probably not playing on somebody else's home floor in the second round.
I honestly think this is – I think Iowa State wins in Kansas this year. I think by then they might not be playing for anything. And I guess it is senior night, but – I don't know. They thrive in a home-away environment, except for the West Virginia game. They almost won at Oklahoma. I think Niang goes in the Foghouse and wins.
We'll talk more about that after the break. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, CycloneFanatic.com is proudly sponsored by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And let me tell you, that store in Clive has everything you need to create the kitchen of your dreams. They've got top-rated appliances, flooring, and coming soon, even cabinets. There you will find everything you're looking for. More than 100 options of refrigerators, ranges, and also dishwashers. They carry the brands you trust with all of the features and colors to perfectly complete that kitchen of your dreams. It's all in one store, Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street.
First impressions, they're so important. What does the curb appeal of your home say to your friends or future potential buyers? Is your driveway, patio, or front porch ugly and boring? Performance Concrete Polishing can create a beautiful new look for your exterior and interior concrete surfaces. Colors, designs, engraving, artwork, there are endless possibilities. Start enjoying concrete surfaces that are durable, easy to clean, and always shiny. Find us at PerformanceConcretePolishing.com. Performance Concrete Polishing, the nemesis of ugly, boring. Concrete.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
You know we've got the wing and burger game down, but if you haven't yet tried our Thunder Pie pizzas from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill,
you're missing out.
Ken here. Thick and chewy crust. Absolutely loaded with an eye-popping,
taste bud intimidating
amount of toppings and ooey gooey cheese. Our Thunder Pies check in at about 5 pounds each.
We rock it then, too.
Don't settle for frozen.
Don't settle for bland.
Thunder Pies at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. I'm Jared Stansberry, joined by Brent Bloom, and now Austin Narber. What's up, dude?
We're bringing out the Cyclone Twitter legends. Ted Flint was here. Now we've got Narber. So if there's a time where you want to get autographs at Benchwarmers from your Cyclone Twitter Hall of Fame.
That'll be the first autograph I've ever signed.
Which could be worth it. But Narber's he's a basketball genius.
Yes.
So
no.
Always good to have Narber in the house. Are you here for the Flip Cup tournament?
I don't know how to play. No, I take it back. I know how to play Flip Cup. I'm bad at it.
You're not a Flip Cup guy?
No, I'm going to watch and drink for sure.
You can be the guy that live tweets it, because we don't have anybody to do that.
Maybe that'll get me over 2,000 followers.
That would definitely get you over 2,000. There we go.
That's our goal for the end of the night is one, everybody make it back home safely.
Okay, yes.
Definitely do that.
That's my old man thing. And then get Narber over 2,000 followers.
Okay.
Yep.
So can we do – how many – you're close.
1975?
It's Austin.
I'm not counting.
Narber. N-A-R-B-E-R.
You got it. With the sign in front of it.
With the scary sign. As the Abby.
And you are, anti-GIFs? GIFs?
You know, anti-reaction GIFs.
Reaction
right?
GIFs.
So like, use your words when you want to tell me how you feel.
Not
like,
just reaction.
Ted's the worst, man.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know I'm talking about it. Yeah, no, use your words.
That's a true wordsmith.
That's understandable. We want to get your opinion on Saturday's game between Kansas State and Iowa State.
Oh, man. Where do you start?
Yeah, what do you think about? Let's get your reaction, because you're obviously an Iowa State guy. Your expectations of where they are now as to where you thought they'd be at this time. What has changed?
Big 12's tough. Yeah. Like every year I feel like when I'm asked to predict how they're going to finish, you have them run the table at home and then lose to a bunch of teams on the road, and like inexplicably, you drop one in Lubbock and whatnot. But now this year, you drop Baylor at home, you drop West Virginia at home. I don't see them dropping three at home. That's probably, no analysis necessary take on Saturday's game. just the fact that I feel like it can't happen three times. But
in K-State, they had a little spurt there. They beat Oklahoma at home by 13. And then since they've fallen off, I think they've lost 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But they're solid. They're just not great. Owundu and Edwards have given Iowa State fits in the past.
Yep.
But normally that's in Manhattan. They have not played as well in Ames. And this is a game – George Yang's got two home games left. Like he's not losing either of these two games. Right?
I'm trying to figure out what this season says about Bruce Weber, because, how many people picked him dead freaking last in the Big 12, and here they are, knocking off Oklahoma by, 11, 13?
Yeah. I wasn't sure they were going to even win a game.
There's some people who think he, at least 3 weeks ago, was in the Big 12 Coach of the Year discussion, and not so much now. Yeah. But that's an interesting. They're young too. The Wade, the freshman, big guy, is a good player. They got a couple guards that are young that are pretty good. So
yeah,
I don't know what to make of that guy.
If you're given that award based on what you're getting out of the guys that you have, I mean, maybe you do give it to him.
Who gets the Big 12 Coach of the Year? Let's
Scott,
do that right
Scott
now.
Drew.
Let's break it down.
Drew.
That's what I predicted.
You think it is Drew?
I mean, I'd
Huggins
so.
Is there too, right?
Yeah, it's probably
really.
He won last
Shaka?
Year, though,
Shaka's
he?
Gone. Shaka's fourth.
Shaka was the sexy pick. Mm-hmm. Probably still is.
Lon Kruger is probably disappointed a little bit, but they're right there, too. Mm.
I just like Scott Drew.
But he doesn't.
I know you don't like Scott Drew. I know. But they keep doing it, man. They just keep doing it.
Actually, they've had a good last 2 weeks.
How do you and Chris even work together?
We don't. That's actually been the best show we've had all year. We haven't had to argue about Scott Drew, so don't bring him up. I can't do it. Well, Player of the Year, Buddy?
Absolutely.
Definitely, yeah. There's no question about that one.
Yeah.
What about National Player of the Year? I'm going with Denzel now.
Denzel, yeah. Me too.
He missed.
What do you think
he
about?
He missed.
Have you heard about
games.
Denz Gazi? Have you heard about Denz
what
Gazi?
No. What?
What was this?
Izzo held him out. This is the theory.
He held
him out so that they wouldn't peak at the wrong time.
That's
so they would, because all of his teams that have been good have lost games in January, and he didn't want them to go undefeated through January.
There's no such thing as peaking at the wrong time with Tom Izzo, because they peak in the tournament every year. every year.
We were talking off air. They probably are a one seed right now.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
even though they're fourth in the Big Ten, but their win over Kansas could be the thing that takes them over the top. Remember that first week of the year?
Yes.
They played in that ESPN special.
And
Kansas had them beat. And then Denzel brought them back and ended up winning that game. That could be the difference why they're a one seed. And maybe they'll go to St. Louis.
Sure. Well, I think we were talking a second ago, you know, the committee's going to – they're going to throw out the wins that – well, they're not going to throw them out, but they're going to take into consideration the wins that weren't at full strength. You know, they're missing Valentine right. for the Iowa loss.
So
we'll see.
Iowa State's probably going to be a 4 or 5. I think I put the odds of them being a 4 or 5 at about 60% right now, 65%.
Yeah.
Let me ask you both, who's the one seed you want to play in the Sweet 16 if you got there?
Man.
Honestly, Kansas.
We can't. That won't happen. They won't put them with Kansas. So now you're down to Michigan State, probably. Xavier.
I mean,
Villanova.
Xavier, then.
Give me Villanova.
Yeah, Villanova or Xavier.
Give me Villanova. Yeah, they're never there.
Villanova might not even get there though.
Yeah.
Because that's what when Connecticut went from a 7 seed to the national title, they beat Villanova in the second round.
That's right. Yeah, they did.
That would be. I mean, I think that would be interesting. Like that would be a couple interesting matchups if they got Villanova or Xavier. Those would be, I think they'd be two pretty contrasting.
Xavier's
styles.
A team that they can score it.
Yeah.
And they've got, they're a lot like Iowa State where they've got four guys that can score. And Villanova, I've watched them probably 5 times now. It's just like, I know they're good. Like, they're tough. They do everything well. But I don't see them as a team that can be good enough offensively that they can run 6 in a row. I mean, I think they can, they're very strong. And they would be a favorite over Iowa State if they played tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that's a team that they rely a little bit on the three. Their inside game is not strong. So I actually think if there's a matchup for Iowa State, if give me Xavier or Villanova, I take Villanova just because I don't think they have the dynamic scoring threat that could keep up as well as Xavier could with Iowa State.
What's the city in the East? Is it Philadelphia?
There's two, Brooklyn and Providence.
But like when you get to the Sweet 16.
Oh.
What is it? Is it,
yeah.
Is it Philly? Because that would suck. Because that's probably they'll end up going.
That's a good question.
And to get Villanova and Philly would be it'd be over before it started.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be. I feel like this is the year that you're going to see like another 15 upset, or like if there was going to be a 16 over a 1, I think this would be the year. To be completely honest, and if Villanova seems like they would be like a prime candidate to get beat by a 16 seed as a 1,
right?
I would be happy to see a 1 beat a 16, just so I could stop
see a 1 beat a 16
or a 16 beat a 1. Sorry. So I'd stop seeing the Hampton coach, that little guy getting picked up in the air,
kicking his legs,
yeah. Get a new
Seriously.
Intro, CBS. I'm done with that thing. There have been 15 seeds that have beaten 2 since then. We don't see Kyle O'Quinn against Missouri getting carried
around. I was at
around.
That game.
In Omaha?
Yeah.
How about that?
It was outstanding.
Norfolk State.
I think my favorite 15 over 2 was Florida Gulf Coast over Georgetown.
I picked Georgetown to go to the final.
With about a minute left, I think Gulf Coast threw down just a vicious dunk to go up by like 10 points. Oh, my God.
Do you remember who was on that
greatest.
Team?
What?
Sherwood.
No, okay, some of those guys, but the former Iowa State Cyclone was on that team.
Oh, Eric McKnight.
Eric McKnight.
Oh, yeah.
It is in Philly.
He got some run in that game. Is it in Philly?
No,
I don't want Villanova anymore.
What are the other three?
Chicago.
Wow, okay.
Fred could attend.
The
South is Louisville. And the West is Anaheim.
So are there any good teams from California?
Not really.
No.
Arizona's probably there's
Oregon.
Nobody out west.
Oregon's
kind of
okay.
there. So
yeah.
who goes out west will be interesting too.
Yeah.
Because keep in mind
solid.
Where you're putting your pod, right? So that's the Des Moines. You don't, even if you're in the Des Moines region, does not mean you're in the Midwest regional. I think that sometimes gets confusing.
Right.
You can be in Des Moines, like Kansas, but they could still move Kansas in out west. But Kansas will probably be in the Midwest region as the one seed, which means Iowa State will likely not be the 4 in their region. So I would think Iowa State would probably go west, east, or south if they're in a regional. There's just so many factors, but it's fun to think about.
Somebody's going to get screwed because I saw a projection with Michigan State, Virginia, and North Carolina all at one seed. This was a while back, but like, how do you put one of those teams out in the west?
Right, right. They're all in the same area.
Yeah.
We're about done, guys.
What time's the game Saturday?
You're done.
I think it's
5:30.
Yeah. We got to thank Sean back in the studio, John Sellers here out at Benchwarmers. Of course, we had Ted Flint, Adam Gray, and
9:30 Flip Cup.
Yeah,
right here at
9:30 the Flip Cup challenge.
You can drink with me
down.
In the corner.
Thanks to Austin. Thanks to Brent. I'm Jared Stansberry. You've been listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny on your Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.